Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about corneal abrasions. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/corneal abrasions or in the ophthalmology section of the second edition of the Zero to Finals medicine book. And you can find flashcards and questions to train your knowledge and help you remember the information for longer at members.zerotofinals.com. So let's get straight into it. Corneal abrasions are scratches or damage to the cornea at the front of the eye. The cornea is the outer surface layer that sits in front of the anterior chamber, the iris, and the pupil. Common causes of corneal abrasions include damaged contact lenses, fingernails, foreign bodies, for example, metal fragments, tree branches, makeup brushes, and entropion, which is an inward-turning eyelid. Chemical abrasions, for example, from acid, can cause severe damage and vision loss, and these require immediate extensive irrigation to wash away the chemical and ophthalmology input. Abrasions associated with contact lenses may involve Pseudomonas infection. An important differential diagnosis is herpes keratitis, which requires antiviral treatment. Let's talk about the presentation. There's often a history of trauma to the eye, followed by a painful red eye, photophobia or discomfort with lights, a foreign body sensation as though there's something stuck in the eye, epiphora, which is excessive tear production, and blurred vision. A fluorescein stain can be applied to the eye to help diagnose a corneal abrasion. The fluorescein stain is a yellow-orange colour and it collects inside abrasions or ulcers, highlighting them, particularly when they're viewed under cobalt blue light. Finally, we need to cover management. Mild, uncomplicated abrasions may be managed in primary care where there's appropriate expertise and skill. Uncomplicated corneal abrasions usually heal over 2 to 3 days. More complicated cases require assessment and management by ophthalmology. Management options include removing any foreign bodies, simple analgesia, for example paracetamol, lubricating eye drops, antibiotic eye drops, for example chloramphenicol, and close follow-up. Lubricating eye drops vary in their viscosity. Hypromellose eye drops are the least viscous, and the effects last around 10 minutes. Polyvinyl alcohol drops are the middle viscous choice, and carbamer drops are the most viscous, and the effects last about 30 to 60 minutes. So thanks for listening to this episode on corneal abrasions. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. And I hope you join us for the next episode where we'll talk about herpes simplex keratitis.